Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You can handle it, all right? You can handle it. But I'm starting to really reconsider the name. I can't do that, but Resurrect the Republic, the Republic, government. You know what government means, Chris? I think Rachel's with us, too. You know what it means?
Yes.
Yeah. Governare, yes, which is the root Latin to control, mentis of the mind. Mind. Government literally means mind control. What the hell is going on in Virginia? I cannot believe my eyes. I cannot believe my ears. This governor actually threatened the sheriffs if they do not comply with arrest or possible removing them from their post. He has no right to do that. No right.
No, they don't.
The people of that county elected that man to keep the peace. And by God, Culpeper County. You know the root historical background of Culpeper?
Not as well as you do.
This governor's lost his mind. It's historic. It's just you look back to the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe my ears. One of my friends, one of my closer friends, Brian Young, is on his way. If I were healthier and I didn't have kids, like you do, I know you have kids to take care, I'd be on my way. I'd be on my way. There'd be nothing that would stop me from getting there. There would be nothing that would stop me from preventing any government, any republic, any of these states, which are just federal districts at this point, wouldn't prevent us from stopping any of them. I hope, I pray that this governor is not only ousted, he should be arrested. He should be tried for treason. I don't think these people understand what shall not be infringed means. And you know, this is their own constitution, right? This is what they swear an oath to preserve and protect, right? Your thoughts, man? I'm hot. Really am.
Yeah, no, and you should be. Every red-blooded American should be. It shouldn't even take things like this to get your blood up.
Bundy Ranch and Malheur. The Bundy Ranch and Oregon standoff. That was my run. My lime is caught up. I beg and plead with any honorable American out there. Please get your mind together. We have to stand in opposition to any. This is it. I'm telling people, every gun control measure, any gun control measure, they have proven now. This is proof positive. Virginia is proof positive that everything that we've been saying, that we've been called kooks and conspiracy theorists and nut jobs, and they're never going to come for the guns and all that shit, is insane. We were right. We've been right all along. I hate to say it. I mean, I was kind of wishing that I wasn't going to be right, but we all know.
Yeah.
So what needs to be done? No means no.
Well, that's absolutely
it's
it.
That simple.
You have to draw your line in the sand. I don't know where everybody's line is, but everybody has that line in the sand where there's just, it's no more. You know, I will not take it anymore. Aaron Russo, rest in peace, Aaron. He wasn't a perfect guy, but he did a lot. He did a lot. And he said his mad as hell thing, which I thought was great, you know. No more. We won't take it anymore. I thought that was brilliant. And he added political thing to it, but
we need our own Me Too movement. Party. We need our own Me Too movement.
Something.
Because look, it is rape. I mean, bear with me for a second. I'll explain. How different is it taking advantage of somebody who's kind of half willing only because they want to advance themselves, or whatever, or raping them? Still, you're robbing them. You're violating their rights, their natural rights to not be molested by someone of the same species, at least. I mean, you would think. So, what is the difference in the natural rights? Because I was reading Law Enforcement Today, and I was happy to see that one of the guardsmen, this is not an officer or anything, but one of the guardsmen, he said, we will not comply if ordered by the Virginia governor to arrest police or confiscate guns. He means the sheriff. We will not comply. So there are people that are critically thinking that are within our military, but I don't know if that's subterfuge either, because we've seen these order followers, I mean, time and time again throughout history. Yeah. History is replete with examples of countries that were supposed to be based more on liberty, certainly had soldiers that would comply with orders that would violate those rights. So, I mean, we as a people, as every red-blooded American is part of the militia, in a way, the unorganized militia, and you have a duty, a responsibility, an obligation to your children, to your families, your future progeny, to not take this, to stand, take a hard stand. And I know, you know, these words are powerful words, and I know that some people that are listening to this radio show, considering where I've been in the past couple of years, will probably not be too happy about it. But you know what? You know, folks, there's just some things that are right and wrong, and you have to pick a side. You have to pick, and you have to take a step. Stop sitting back on your computers and punching your keyboard or whining to Facebook and think that you're going to change anything. You need to put your boots on the ground, and you need to find some testicular fortitude for you men out there, and you need to do it. Now, I don't mean going out there and wasting people. That's not at all what I mean. But if you get 100 of us locked and loaded with AR-15s and just saying no means no, man. That's it. No means no.
Yeah.
That's it.
It reminds me of Waco, Texas.
Well, Waco, they fried them. You know, the difference with Waco is they kind of surprise hit them. At Malheur, at the Oregon standoff, that wasn't the same way. It ended in unfortunately, a tragedy. We lost Lavoie. But you know what? We all took a hard stand, but everybody was on guard but peaceful. They were defensive. It's very important to be defensive rather than offensive when these things are going down, because you don't want to hurt innocent people. And so many of these
nobody
people
wants a powder keg, you know.
Oh, no. They're so indoctrinated, too. You know, there's so many people that are just so, well, you know, the active measures that Yuri Bresmanov spoke about. You know, they've ideologically mind screwed generations of Americans, and that's a fact. You listen to Eric Holder. He was a prime example of a little bone that flew out the mouth of one of these people when he said, you know, we have to really brainwash people to think about guns in a completely different way. Right. So why would you make somebody think of something in a different way when the statistical results are that far more lives are saved by the defensive use of guns than are killed by the offensive illegal use of guns? Very simple. It's just it's science. It's math. Math doesn't lie.
Exactly.
And as hard as the Democrats are trying in Chicago and elsewhere to raise the death toll to guns to an unprecedented level, which they are in those areas, still the statistics are on our side. Still, far more people are saved. But you don't hear those stories on the mainstream Mockingbird CIA controlled. And you know who else controls the media? I don't need to say. I might be called something if I say that, though.
Well, we'll say the Zionists and the neocons, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's who they are.
Sure.
You know, I remember this old Jewish lady that I knew when I was younger, and she said that she would never give up her gun ever again. And I said, well, you know, how did that affect you? And she had told me about atheistic people of her own, you would think would be of her own ilk, of her own culture. And they were rounding up the religious Jews in Germany. And the reason that they were doing so was because the religious Jews in Germany did not go along with the establishment of a Jewish state until the Messiah came.
Right.
And they were adamant about it, and that could have harmed if the World Zionist Movement, if it had a huge fracture within their community, they might not have gotten the support that they ended up getting. Yeah. Do you folks really want to know the truth about why? Yeah, you know, I get in this argument with some people: did Jews die? Didn't they not? Of course they died. There was it was exaggerated greatly. They turned it into what Norman Finkelstein calls an industry. They very much did, a propaganda industry. Mm. But many people did absolutely die. That to say otherwise is incorrect. But the ones that were responsible for it were not who people think they are. The ones that were behind it, the plotting, the planning of it, it was being planned since the 1800s, was it not?
Yeah.
6 million, 6 million, 6 million, 6 million, great Holocaust, great Holocaust, great. It's like predictive programming. It's sad because, you know, I do know Jews who are just so awake to it all and beside themselves. Any normal person, I don't care what culture you come from. I'm Italian, right? A lot of my family supported Mussolini. I particularly think that he was a totalitarian bastard. I don't hate my family because they supported Mussolini. You know what I mean? I don't hate anyone. I give everyone an equal opportunity to show their worth.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And so, I mean, when I talk about these things, I know it sounds like we kind of stay stuck on them, but I'd like to hear what Rachel has to say about it. Is she with us?
I believe so.
Rachel, are you there?
I know she's usually busy.
She probably knew. I think she's there.
Hey, I know.
Yeah, she was kicked back with a hot mug.
No, I'm here, Tom. It's just you were on a good roll. I didn't want to stop you.
Yeah, I know. I had to come off it though. DHS will show up at my door again.
No, it's totally fine. And I was just thinking the entirety of what you said, and I think about the Stoneman Douglas event, if you will, and a lot of these events, however people want to perceive them. And if we look at the entire narrative that's pushing, you're right about statistics in terms of guns saving people versus hurting people. It's just so apparent, the gun grab. It's so apparent that the narratives are. And what bothers me is the cognitive dissonance are that there's people who believe in every statistic, every fact about the Holocaust, if you will. Why would any of those people be anti-gun on any level? Or why would those same people want to have their guns in the hands of only authorities? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, the people that would consider themselves actual survivors, and that number is a lot fewer than I think that we've been led to believe. But anyway, I've known a few, and one was my step-grandmother. There were people that survived through that time. It was a tough, very difficult time because they didn't know who to trust within their own community. Why? Because of the Zionists. Really, it was because of the Zionists. They were the ones that kind of plotted it out. Now, there's some conversation whether Hitler was involved with a part of it, or he was a pawn or whatever, but I don't know. I wasn't there. All I knew, though, is that we've been lied to so bad, and that if people just embrace the concept of individual natural, not anyone could have those rights stripped, violated, or they could be harmed without the rest of us defending. Really troubles me with this collective thing with Holocaust remembrance and stuff. Like, if anybody, I don't care if you were black, you were Puerto Rican, you were Jewish, whatever you were, if I walk out in the street and I see you being accosted, I'm going to crack the heads of the people that are accosting and assaulting you. Period. I don't care, right? So why can't we talk about these things and be true and still defend one another and still defend natural rights? I think that no government gives nor has the authority to take away. I happen to agree with Brian Young when he says that no one has a higher claim to your life, the right to your life, or what you do with it, as long as you don't harm anyone else, than yourself, right?
Well, then, Tom, that comes down to the basic anarchist principle and tenet is no one else is responsible for your life but you. So even if you personally decide to, it's really difficult to outsource that responsibility to other people. So, for instance, the reality is we each as individuals are responsible for our own protection and safety, and that it's just not a common sense good idea to assume that, there is such a thing as private security. I'm not dismissive of that, but it's more of these politicians telling us, hey, don't worry, don't learn how to use a gun, don't get a gun for yourself. We'll have someone who represents you do it for you. And I can't think of anything more infantilizing than that, really.
Yeah, I owned my first gun today. I think I was six and a half, 7 years old. So I, you know, what Eric Holder said is with what you're saying. We have to, you know, really watch people to the thing. I was a kid. I went with my guns in under my seat or behind the behind the seat of my pickup truck, or some people had them hanging on a rifle rack in their. We didn't even think like that. I remember seeing a photograph. Man, I spread it around when I got it. It was a photograph. I think it was taken in the late '60s of a school that there had been a threat called in, right? And there was a student on one side, a senior, and a teacher on the other side, and both of them were kicked back in a chair with rifles up on their legs. Guess what school didn't get hit? And that's how they thought about guns in a radically different way, just like Holder was saying, yeah, they, radically different way than they've indoctrinated people. And now people are dying. Yeah, they don't care. People are dying as a result of their actions. Direct gun-free zone. Can somebody explain to me how people can still be worshiping Trump after take the guns first and worry about due process later? Please explain that to me.
Yeah, he's been one of the worst presidents for guns. And I want to say, well, first of all, I think for Trump is going to win 2020, whether or not he does get impeached. Yep. I think that's just hands down.
I think so, too.
And then number two, I hope our listeners do understand what you're saying. It might sound extreme, but again, we could look at history. And if you were to even think about the entirety of what's happened this past year, Jeffrey Epstein, quote unquote, killing himself in his jail cell, you know, us learning about this whole trafficking ring, us learning about how James Comey and the FBI, and think of all the shenanigans that went down this year and how there's no way an institution is going to ever investigate itself truly, right? We can't really be surprised by that. The best thing that people can do,
look at the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. You know, as soon as it made the second arrest, because the first one didn't go that well, so they need to do a publicity stunt. As soon as he was arrested, I remember talking, I don't know, it was Chris or my buddy Tommy back in New Jersey. I was talking to somebody back in Jersey, and I said, he won't be alive long. At least you won't think that he'll be alive long. And I said that just kind of like, it just kind of threw it out there. And then all of a sudden he's found dead in his cell, but the guards were asleep and they have some Hollywood forensic pathologist come in to oversee, and like, oh my God, really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Then, this Tom, dude is sitting on a beach in Tel Aviv. He's on a beach in Tel Aviv with a pina colada in his hand.
Yeah. I posted once on Twitter saying he's in Argentina with Hitler.
There you go.
But here's the thing, and our listeners know, Tom, isn't this the pattern that alternative media knows things like 5 years before the mainstream media ever admits to anything, and then by the time the mainstream media does admit to anything, nothing real actually happens about it.
Like Pizzagate. Pizzagate's a prime example.
Pizzagate,
Ben Swan used to be on this network for a little while. I was really happy to have him here. I mean, it was cool. But he was he was in kind of like a foot in the mainstream, and man, he did an expose on the truth about Pizzagate, which was it was a very reasonable, very well put together presentation. There was nothing over the top in it. FBI backed this up. I mean, the logos and everything. I mean, they use this language and these symbols. Well, it's been used for time immemorial, but we happen to know which symbols they were using. It's just that simple.
Yep.
Pizzeria
it
down,
sure is.
Down the street. Exact same photographs of little children taped, sprawled out to a table. Come on, man. It's really sick, twisted stuff going on there, right?
Yeah.
So obvious stuff. But what about the dude that walked in with a gun? There you go. Here's the patsy. Here's the loony that a little programmed moron that they had running. That was sweet. Anyway, we'll be right back, folks, after a few words. Resurrect the Republic, Arctic Media on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks, to RPR Truth Media, Resurrect Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think we have a caller on the line. The transfer agreement. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. You do mention that. Why don't we get into that after we take this caller? I don't like callers wait too much.
Sounds good to me, Tom.
I do believe. Can you bring up who do we have? I can't see.
I think we have Chance.
Somebody in West Virginia.
Yes.
Oh, Chance. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, folks. You know, I'm so glad that you're keeping the Virginia situation in the spotlight. It's the most crucial thing we face right now, and people don't seem to realize that. I, for one, am so sick of hearing political talk, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, with other hosts.
Yeah, yep.
I'm so sick of hearing that the Islamicists are our number one enemy. There's radical Islamicists. Of course there are. But you know what? They don't control the media, the banking, and everything. They're not the ones behind all this.
Nope. When they do,
I
keep telling people, start complaining to me about them when they take over banking and the media and everything. You know,
Exactly.
They have their law that when people come and make mischief in their land, that it's open season on them.
You know what?
It's the only part of the.
We're not.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're not going to be under Sharia law. We're going to be under Noahide law. These people don't seem to understand it. From this point on, I am not going. I'm going to turn off hosts who talk about this political charade, this scripted theater. This scripted theater. When callers start talking about that or the host, I switch the channel off now.
I like this guy.
When I hear that the Muslims are our number one enemy, then I got to say to myself, are these people deliberately directing our attention away from?
It's deliberate. You know, I used to think so.
I don't believe it is.
Because every once in a while, hold on a second. Every once in a while, I have to, you remember that scene from The Godfather where he says, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Since we've been children, it's been just beamed into our heads. It is literally mind control. So people that break free of that don't always completely break free. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You know, I think it's all a diversion, and at this point, we don't need diversions. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm looking very carefully at what's happening in Virginia. This is going to determine everything.
I agree.
This is going to be the shot that's heard around the world, and people can't seem to realize this. They get on there and they talk about politics. This is, folks, this is all scripted theater to keep your attention away. The New World Order is marching on.
I agree with you.
Serious truth, you know, regarding Virginia, though. It couldn't have happened without televisions, guys. If nobody had television subscriptions to CNN and all these major outlets, they couldn't have a Virginia. It wouldn't happen.
Chris, in all fairness, there should not be in existence anything called a corporate media. The delivering of information and news is such that once you monetize that in the way that they have, I understand freedom. I'm all about freedom. But, you know, when it comes to this, alternative media should have always been the media. Corporate media, it doesn't even make sense. The kind of money that's involved skews it. It literally people prostitute themselves for far less than the figures that these people get. They've been penetrated. They've been penetrated by what? CIA, Mossad, MI6. I mean, Tavistock. Look at Tavistock. Boy, that's some interesting stuff that came out of there, huh? But you know, I digress,
folks. I appreciate you guys reporting on Virginia and keeping your eye on this and being our earpiece, so to speak, because, like I said, everything else is trivial at the moment. This is what we have to watch. And I thank you folks for exposing it and talking about it. I really do, because, like I said, anybody who doesn't talk about this, I will not listen to anymore. I'll turn the dial off because it's just a waste of my time.
Do you guys know about our YouTube channel and our BitChute channel?
I don't have access to any of that. I listen to you guys on the satellite. Radio. Yeah, on the KU band.
That's good. We try and cover the same stuff we cover on the channel, but sometimes it's when you want to share a message with somebody, it's a little easier to do it that way. But you can also go to our archives or whatever, folks. Just to let you guys know out there, all of you listeners out there, Chris also has a channel. It's called the Freedom Ministry. What is it? Is it numbered now? I forget.
Yeah, it's the Freedom Ministry. If you just do a search for the space Freedom Space Ministry, like in YouTube, it'll be one of the first links that comes up.
And RTR Truth Media on YouTube, and both of us on BitChute, and Chris is going to be uploading to my channel, and I'll probably be, we'll just be, anyway. Folks, spread the message. This is it. This is it. This is the line in the sand. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media on RBN.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, the flood down in Texas.
Yeah, they're flooding down in Texas. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic on RBN. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart, with Chris Switzer and Rachel Tobias. I've been really blessed with this team, man. I really, you know, I got to thank both of you again. I know I do it often, but you guys are awesome. And I've been told by I don't know how many people now are asked, really, whether you and I are related there, Chris.
Yes, my father.
It does not surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I'm your dad. Or your brother, older brother, whatever, uncle, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, the dude, right. This guy is from the same, like, same cultural background, even the split, Scottish-Italian, you know, comes from the same area, and we see things basically the same way. Our analysis has been, now see, this is what you call two people that completely did their research on their own, independently, and came at the same conclusions. And Rachel, she's even. I thought she was even further out there than we were. I'm beginning to wonder now. I think I've jumped on the anarchy train or something, man. I've just had it. I've had it with these scoundrels, these government gangsters.
Yeah, Tom. Well, first of all, when I say anarchy, it doesn't mean chaos. It just simply means, you know, like live and let live.
You know, that's a really That's a good point.
Yeah, it just means pretty much being able to defend yourself and recognizing that you really can't outsource your responsibility to other people that, quote unquote, represent you. It just doesn't work in that way in reality. Well, it's just a scam.
I think what they've done to the word anarchy in the past 100 years has really driven it into the ground. And this is how I see anarchy. This is how I see the political spectrum. Okay, a lot of people may disagree with me, but the Fabian socialists in Great Britain, oh, man, they would really loved Adolf Hitler. His brand of socialism was cool. But people don't really see these totalitarian regimes. They see them as right or left. They're not. The political spectrum that I have is anarchy is all the way on the right. No government. Paleoconservative, libertarian minded people are more limited, absolute limited government. Okay, and then you have your leftists of either a fascistic or a communistic variety. They come in different flavors, but they're still nanny state. You turn to the state for permission for everything. You cannot tell me that's what they've made right wing. It's not right. All the way to the right is anarchy. That's how my political spectrum, what I was talking.
I tend to not think of anarchy on the right, although I see why you would say that. I tend to think of it as simply opting out of that dichotomy of just saying, hey, this is a charade. Like, it's always been a charade. It's always going to be a charade.
Do you remember a lot of these Republicans, what do they talk about? Limited government. They talk about this, right? But we know that
they don't practice it, though.
Right, they don't practice it.
It's like,
Hold on a second. Why is it that they refer to right wing or conservatism? Why do they refer to that as being limited government? This is something that our founders kind of planted the seed in our.
I don't know if we lost Tom there.
Yeah, it's Tom.
But what he was saying is that the founders, you know, kind of did plant the seed of limited government, you know, being that conservative foundation and like the fountain of true libertarian democracy, if you will, and that's what they called it. At least I believe democracy is simply mob rule, you know, that's my belief. And I think more and more more and more as we go on, I see myself in the same beliefs in line with what Rachel preaches, with, you know, true anarchy, not meaning chaos but meaning true freedom. Because true freedom starts with oneself, you know, and having discipline over oneself and knowing one's own, you know. Yeah, that's where
it reminds you of the Greek antiquity phrase of know thyself, pretty much. And if you think about it, the entire narrative, the mainstream media, everything sort of exploits the ignorance and someone not understanding how they work, how the world works, and the connection between the two, right? Like, that's pretty much how they push all these narratives. And again, that anarchy is simply just, you know, it's not negating any self-responsibility. And when I say freedom, I don't mean necessarily like, hey, you know, go do whatever you want and who cares about the consequences. It's ruling over yourself and not really having the right to rule over other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now we do need to say, you know, because, all right, you look at the communist problem is their utopianism you can never reach. There is this one aspect of anarchy that the people don't take into consideration, and that are the tons of people that I view as kind of like I'm in the movie Idiocracy. They're incompetent to be able to govern themselves, and there's a lot of them, and there's a problem there that needs to be solved that I don't think anarchy quite addresses properly enough, and I haven't really it out. I'm still like thought about this, you know.
So Tom, real fast, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't have the answers to everything, but what I do know is, you know, people, you need to have freedom to pursue truth, right? You can't pursue truth without freedom, and the that truth is so important is because we can only make good decisions if we know what the truth is, right? I mean, that's what the whole mainstream narrative and the left and even the right focus on is giving you wrong information so you make bad decisions, so you're dependent on a system and you can't empower yourself. That's the game, right? More or less.
That's pretty much, that's it.
That's the entirety of the game. And the thing is, when, you know, when I look, here's the deal, is not everyone's rational, right? And it's a very slippery slope. It's a very slippery slope to say who is rational and who isn't. And just because someone's rational doesn't give them the inherent right to rule over other people. So yes, with freedom, people might make the wrong decisions, right? That's kind of inevitable. But the thing is, if we were to
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. It's been decades.
At least through their decisions, though. That's how I see it.
Right, but the way the system works is it's saying, oh, well, you can't be trusted to make good decisions, so we'll make them on your behalf. And they're usually pretty wrong. But it's just saying that natural law. You have a right to defend yourself, but you don't have the right to rule over other people. And like Chris was saying, democracy is simply majority rule.
Oh, yeah. It's two wolves and a sheep sitting down and deciding what's for dinner. I think Ben Franklin hit it right on the head.
It's so true. But any military men out there will know that choke points are used to funnel your enemy into your desired kill zone, okay? And I hate to be so morbid and straightforward, but that's what the mainstream media does mentally with us, the people. They use mental choke points.
Absolutely.
And they funnel your thoughts to points where you don't have much choice, and you think you're making choices, but your choices are so very limited in the little pool that they give you that they know what you're going to do. You pick A, they do this. B, do this. C, do this. It's game theory. Mm-hmm. And they model it out, and that's what they do at all their think tanks and everything. They know how you think. Do you know how they think? You know, that's what you need to learn.
But Tom, the reason I'm an anarchist too is because government is not there to protect your rights, and that's fundamentally what people think that it's supposed to do. And to me, monarchism, conservatism, and even Republicans are socialists in the sense of they still want those tax dollars to pay for a centralized
power. Oh, amen. I agree.
And
I
a military.
I completely agree.
And there's no way, there's no real way of having a real checks and balances. It's like saying we're going to keep a monster tied up in the basement and we promise it will always stay in the basement, but it never does. Right. Like look at the, state of politics today versus when the U.S. was founded. The U.S. was founded upon principles of freedom, right? It was the great experiment. And so to me, monarchists, people who want to hold on to anything that supports government as a lifeline and think they can keep it in line, it doesn't work that way. And we look at Zionist power, right? How do we prevent Zionist power from taking over Congress? We can't, right? We haven't.
That's
the whole point. So if you have centralized power, it's a Trojan horse for anyone who wants to take it over.
I agree with you completely. Completely agree with you. Now, I have right in front of me. Oh, wow. Just disappeared. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I just had this. Hold on. I'm going to get this back. I want. Oh, here it is. We will not comply if ordered to arrest police. Of course, the soldier said, but in the first few paragraphs, this is a reading from Law Enforcement Today. I was alerted to the fact that the state of Virginia's leadership is upset that law enforcement officials do not want to violate their oath to uphold the Constitution. So upset, in fact, that they want to call up the National Guard. I wanted to write and address Representative Donald McEachin. He said, and ultimately, I'm not the governor, but the governor may have, get this, but the governor may have to nationalize the National Guard to enforce the law. That's his call.
I heard about that.
Trump,
yeah.
His call. Because I don't know how serious these counties are and how severe the violations of law will be. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. There is no law that is written or that exists that violates the Constitution in your the Constitution itself. And according to Marbury v. Madison, which basically strikes any law that goes against the Constitution as null. It doesn't. So that's in their world, in their government's own world. That's the restriction. Now, we can go back in the history of Reconstruction and the fact that there's several constitutions and there's been overthrows and all that kind of stuff. All skipped all that stuff. But going by what they tell us, just their words, their oaths to they. This right now, I don't understand if this was not a de facto gangster government, if it wasn't, why is this governor not wearing irons? What he's already, is it not?
And Tom, that's the thing. It always has been and always will be a gangster government. That's what people
always
understand.
Right.
Not
that's
the
my
game.
That's what I was getting back to. Right?
And the thing with Virginia, and so mentioning the National Guard, you know, let's say crying for, you know, some kind of martial law or something. Think about the Boston bombing, right? Think about, was it the military that was like going through people's backyards and their garbages and like trying to get in their houses? And houses
telling them they had to go back inside or they were subject to arrest.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Dude, buddy, let me tell you something, pal. I'd have been a statistic.
Everything was federalized.
They could have gone straight to hell.
They've federalized everything under George Washington. Yeah.
Well,
even before
really,
that, under
really,
George
yes,
Washington.
Yes, I hate to say it, you're absolutely correct. We have the Archduke Federation. We had,
you know, where we
seven or eight presidents. Yeah.
So it reminds me of the people with the bumper stickers. It reminds me of the people with the bumper stickers who say, like, come and take it, and then thin blue line. It's like, pick one, right? Because
oh,
who's
my
come take
God.
Guns.
Right?
Yeah. And the thing is, it's possible. It's, and the best way to support the troops is to not put them in wars for bankers, right? Like, that's
right?
Exactly.
Young, gullible, impressionable kids. You're going to give them guns and explosives and four-wheel drive vehicles and tell them to go four-wheeling. That's a
and
North
tell
Carolina
them that,
kid's
tell
wet
them
dream.
That they're too young to smoke e-cigarettes if they wanted to.
Right.
I think
we have
a caller holding from Colorado named Craig.
Craig in Colorado. Hello.
Hello, he sounds. Sounds like an interesting conversation. I'd like to put in my opinion, if you don't mind. Or my
sure.
Two
go
cents
ahead.
Worth, and that is this. All right. Here what we have is we've got, as an example, a governor in Virginia who wants to kind of push people around. But my problem is this, is who's allowing him to do what he wants to do? The attorney generals
Trump.
Are not being held responsible. The attorney generals are not being held responsible for people not clearing their attitudes through him before they go on and run their mouths, okay? The attorney generals I hold them responsible, and they need to be cut. They need to be put on the chopping block. If they want to let the governor do what he wants to do, then that governor needs to go through him, correct it. If it's not constitutional or it's questionable, then you better step away from it. But this is what's happening. They're pulling all these damn laws out. It's like, just like she said, it's like when you vote for mob rule. That's not mob rule. Majority rules in this country, okay? Majority does, not mob. So when we have good people with good
information and not propaganda
is killing us through the media. It's a bunch of nonsense. So the attorney generals, every one of them needs to be held responsible, especially down in Florida, too. Don't forget them, too. And California, that Newsom governor out there, he's a nutcase. And as far as Pelosi is concerned, she's nothing. She was raised in a bat cave, and she's turned out to be nothing but a box of rocks. All right.
Hey, you know what? I'd be happy if we had somebody like the Punisher, only like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, she's a piece of toy out of a Cracker box job. She's a nutcase.
Well,
these people are nutcases.
Well, that's true. Like Rachel always tells us, you know, government in and of itself, even our founder said, government in and of itself is inherently evil. Let us chain it. Oh, yeah, really nice. We didn't really need that central government to begin with. I think we were fine in the articles. We just whipped the ass of the British. What the hell?
You've got out there. Look what you have out there ruling you, though. All these people, everyone up the White House. We've had a Jewish president. Ever since Roosevelt, every damn one of them's been Jewish born. Every damn one of them, except Reagan. Every one of them, including what we have now.
Don't forget JFK. I usually don't like Democrats.
Now, hold on a minute. Don't interrupt me. JFK's mother's Rose Kennedy. She was Jewish, and JFK was married to Jackie. Jackie was Jewish. She's a French Jew. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
Really? I didn't know.
You're
damn
right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cut it down. Listen. Pause him. Don't hang up on him. Listen to me very carefully. We'll talk about these things. You want to share information to me that I haven't explored, I'm more than happy to look it up. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but you need to calm down. On this show, we have conversation. We don't yell back and forth to one another. Open his mic back up.
Just calm down. But you're interrupting me, okay? I don't want your opinion in the middle of my opinion.
Well, then you called the wrong show. Cut him off. All right. So this is how I understand people are spirited in this. Okay. I didn't know that Jackie didn't even think about it, actually, because JFK's father, he ultimately, he couldn't stand Zionist Israel. So I don't care if they were Jewish or whether they were not. See, here's the problem with the name the Jew mentality. There are some Jews who are good. Hello. And Benjamin Friedman is a good example of Rachel Tobias is an example. So I don't. First of all, I don't do the name the Jew thing. You know, I don't do the name the Jew thing because just because you were born into a culture, you know, I could have been born into 1942 Italy.
Well, Tom, Jewish or not, if you didn't have a central authority power,
right,
there wouldn't be anything to take over.
Like, right, that's the whole point.
It wouldn't matter if you
not only
Jewish
that,
or not because
but
you
I don't
have
know
anything
if...
to take over.
Yeah, amen. I don't think I could have said it any better.
JFK was also killed by Israel. I don't know if that caller knows that.
Yeah, and his alleged assassin, Mr. Rubenstein, linked to Meyer Lansky. And he was terminally ill. Go figure.
Bingo.
See you next time.
Had a press pass from it.
I think we ran out of time, didn't we? Yeah, I think we're out of time.
I know, but thank you.
Oh, we're good? All right,
but
we're
I'm glad
on.
You
I thought I heard
Virginia.
The music. JFK, he was locking horns with Ben Gurion, who the proud Bolshevik Ben Gurion, he was Ben Gurion was no more Jewish, and like I said, because it gets confusing to people, I do have a problem with Talmudism. Okay, that's the modern day manifestation of the religion, and I also have a problem with the political Zionists who are really atheists. They're not Jewish at all. They don't believe in God. They reject God completely.
That's the thing. That's the thing. If politicians didn't have authority, right, didn't have power, they would just be crazy people in suits. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter what they believed in because they couldn't enforce it.
Right.
It's a confidence
that's the whole
game.
Thing.
Yeah, good point. Really good point. I think that makes the case for
always been a
in and of itself.
Game. And even Harry Truman, you know, Harry Truman was good friends with Ben-Gurion. People just don't get it. We've always been in bed with Israel. Always.
Folks, if you want to check out, absolutely. If you want to check out a good report on the 1946 to 48 period of Truman, I went back, it's been some time, so I don't know if our listeners are aware of this, but I went back to the CIA reading room. It just was released, the CIA presidential daily briefing reports between 46 and 48. It's the main video all the way at the top of my YouTube channel. I leave it there for a reason. I think that is it for people to understand the creation of Israel. That video is a must see because you'll see a completely different aspect of history than what you've been shown or taught. The Bolshevik, communist, atheistic world communist movement using Israel as a platform to launch infiltration all over the world. They used Holocaust sympathy and the embrace of people that were just embracing them, as well as the United States. So I don't even have to go any further with that. And they became citizens. They became, you know, government officials. They became, and they just penetrated aspects of the media that I was doing a story about. It had nothing to do with anything that we're talking about right now, but this report on this local news channel went sideways. And I'm like, what is that about? So I started looking into the newscaster and then his directly his boss. Well, his boss was all linked back up through that whole network. I mean, big time linked through the network of the Bolsheviks. And I'm telling you, these people, red flag laws, folks, you might as well call them Bolshevik red flag laws because that's exactly what they did in the Soviet Union. It was citizen snitch on.
Right out of the plane.
Right, you would empower the citizen with the blunt force of government. All they have to do is get angry at somebody, pick up the phone, and turn them into the KGB, and all of their property would be seized, and they'd be hauled off to Siberia. Well, no, what's different with the red flag laws? How's it any different? You're losing your property without due process. You're losing your freedom sometimes if you resist. Absolutely. Or your life, like it happened in Maryland, we've already seen. Folks, you better wake up because the Bolsheviks have arrived. That's who's here.
Absolutely.
these isms that we keep talking about. These guys are like at the top of the ism chart, okay? And they want your freedom, or they want you dead. Now, when that what was that guy that sat in with the Weather Underground? Oh, what's his name? I put the video out many times. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but this guy, he was an undercover informant for the FBI. And the FBI was going out after these radicals. And he sat in a room, and he said he was sitting in a room with intellectuals, doctors, lawyers, PhDs. And they were talking about the complete infiltration of academia, local government, state government, and federal government from the brown bottom up. And that when they achieved their objective, because they had already made it quite a way, but when they achieved their objective, then they would have all of these people to deal with, right? So people that would come around to their way of thinking would be fine. Well, what do you do with the people that don't? Well, they were talking about internment camps all throughout the Southwest. Well, folks, Homeland Security and these building of these prisons, especially prisons for profit, all these prisons popping up all over, by the way, the Southwest, very interesting. And then you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You have Michael Chertoff, Bolshevik, who hired Marcus Wolf, the head of the East German Stasi, to consult on the creation of Homeland Security. Now you're having Bolshevik red flag laws. At what point? You know, what did Yuri Brezhnev say? You know, you could kick the door in and kick the keister of some Americans, and they still won't believe. They still won't believe it. Red, white, and blue, 4th of July fireworks, Chinese fireworks on the 4th of July, and hamburgers and hot dogs, and I'm free to go to Walmart. Damn it. Oh, you people piss me off. Stand up!
Today it's an international intelligence network of Zionism. International. Yeah. They have combined it all. AI, 5G revolution.
And then what do they do?
The Terminator streaming.
What do they do to discredit the message? They create, and a lot of times we're finding out that some of these neo-Nazi groups and stuff that were actually being by Zionists, just like these fake terrorists like Gil Madon what's it? Yeah, good.
Well, pretty much everyone in Charlottesville, like, I think that was all a scam. Oh, yeah. I think, you know, your Richard Spencers and your Milo, you know, and I mean, you're pretty much free to do what they tell you to do, and then they're going to have cartoons that get paid, you know, to start you know, fake revolutions and what have you. And you've got your American firsters like Nicholas Fuentes and Charlie Kirk's. And I think it's all pretty much a scam. Anyone who doesn't tell you to take care of yourself, be responsible for yourself, arm yourself, if they don't say that as a litmus test, it's a scam.
Amen. I love you, Rachel.
Absolutely, Rachel.
She's awesome.
Couldn't say it better myself.
For all of us at RTR Truth Media, check us out on YouTube. Check us out on BitChute. Share, spread the information. I've been taking a little bit of time off, but I'm back a little bit. And I'm blessed to have these two with us. So we'll see you next week. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic on RBN.
Happy you're back, Ticket.
Happy Woo-hoo! Holidays, everybody.
You too, brother.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.